Where do you see things headed in terms of the next generation of clinical trials looking at patients with HER2 tumors?
A lot of talk right now concerns using lapatinib, which is a dual EGF receptor HER2 tyrosine kinase inhibitor, and putting that into the phase 3 setting in adjuvant therapy. And I know the European group has proposed that, even though it hasn't been looked at in a phase 3 study in metastatic breast cancer, or it's being looked at right now, I think, with letrozole, but there are no results. It's only phase 1 and 2. It looks like patients who have not had previous Herceptin have about a 35% response rate to lapatinib as monotherapy, which is very good. So it looks very efficacious, and I think that that's a reasonable approach. The other approach, and I know Denny Slayman and the NSABP, in which I'm involved, are talking about the combination of bevacizumab and trastuzumab, because Denny's group with Mark Pegram has looked at this in a phase 1 study. They had 9 patients, and I think there were 5 responses so far and stable disease, and they've moved on to the phase 2 part of that. And they're very excited. That's just the combination of biologics without chemotherapy. So we're talking about ways to put that in the adjuvant setting right now in the NSABP.
Are there interests in trying to incorporate some of these markers, TOPO2, c-MYC, et cetera, into these types of trials?
There are a lot of interest in that, and trying to decide how you would design that study. For example, would we just believe the data from this one data set? It's a huge data set, and it's prospectively done, and 3,000 patients, and carefully done by Mike Press. So I think a lot of us may actually believe that data and go from there. What we've talked about is actually if his data does hold up, that those TOPO2 amplified patients, that it doesn't make any difference what they get, may just need anthracyclines alone and not need trastuzumab, whereas the other patients, the non-TOPO2 amplified, we could do the study with TCHA being Avastin or bevacizumab versus TCH. And then you would not have the problems of cardiotoxicity, because even though bevacizumab hasn't really been shown to have a lot of cardiotoxicity yet, it's only been combined in my study with anthracyclines and breast cancer. It's the only study, and it's only in 21 patients. So there is a concern that there will be cardiac toxicity when you combine the trastuzumab and bevacizumab. So if you could do it on the backbone of a non-anthracycline-containing regimen, I think it would be really important. So that's what we're talking about now. An ideal design would be to really take, for example, TOPO2 and then randomize the patients based on that result. I don't think that that's going to happen, but it certainly would be another way to look at it.